Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on to your next topic, we just want to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. Plus, there are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership, and it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor FM to get started.
Hi, After Buzzers. We're talking Season 2, Episode 11 of Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. Daryl loses his candy, and Becca and Josh are going to figure out all the problems to never have problems again while going to her family bar mitzvah. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
We'll never have problems again. It's only smooth sailing.
Such the 70s song.
Yeah.
Hi, After Buzzers. Welcome to Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, where we're going to find out if Josh can get along with Rebecca's family, even though he's not Jewish. And they're never going to have problems again, because that always works out.
That always works out. That's the truth.
Their outfits were terrible.
If we know anything about life, it's that if you say something, it will come true.
Always.
Super delusional.
I love Heather in this.
I love, Heather interrupting this song was fantastic.
Anyway, welcome to our show. I am Brianna Phipps. You can find me at bphipps14 on Twitter and Instagram, bphipps1214 on Snapchat. Nino, unfortunately, isn't here with us today, but you can send them all your love. And we do have our other two girls with us in all-girl panel.
Hey, what's up, you guys? It's your girl, Trinae. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at your girl, Trinae. And who are you?
Over here. Hey, guys, I'm Renee Ariel, and you can follow me on Instagram and on Twitter at Renee Ariel.
This song is just so fun for me. I actually saw it a couple days before the episode came out.
Ooh, how?
E posted it. They post, sometimes they'll post the music video, just the music video.
Dang, I didn't see that.
But I just love when Heather came in and she's just like, whatever, I'm just gonna soul train out of here.
Yeah.
What was your thoughts when you seen it since the first episode?
Well, I don't know. it's so them to be like, just like, oh yeah, you know, we'll be fine because we're both full adults that have totally brain paths that are just so great and don't ever veer off path.
I know.
Yeah, it was giving me Cher and Sunny.
Yeah.
For sure.
It also, their outfits reminded me of like an old lamp I used to have that like projected flowers onto the wall.
It was awesome. Very 60s. Spice Girls too. Something that they...
I really love that they brought that lot more nuance than that back in from the original opening.
They always do those. Always, I love this. I'm fading out.
No. It was also nice seeing Josh and her singing a duet. Because I don't think, besides like the Christmas one, unless I'm completely forgetting one,
I haven't really
sung together. Her and Greg have, but not her and him.
And I love it because it's like a delusional song, and I love that he's now a part of her delusion. I think it's fantastic.
They're both just delusional together.
And I love that it is a song that's like, it's crazy and delusional, but it matches Josh perfectly as well, because Josh always like overlooks things and doesn't notice things and isn't like, you know, this relationship the first time around was kind of a train wreck, but let's try it again. At least Greg was like singing his song about...
It was a shit show.
It was a shit show, and then he left.
Right. He called it. They've been okay. So maybe this is like the third track, the second try for them.
Third try. You count their high school.
Yeah. So I mean, they're just two lovebirds trying to figure it out. You know, not everyone has the answers. Not everyone,
especially not them,
knows. Nope. You know. And we can clearly see that they're just two people trying to figure it out.
It makes you just realize that they're not even... by just avoiding the fact that they had issues and like, we're just going to move forward. We're not going to talk about it.
Yeah. That's what I think is going to break this all down, when they talk about it, because they really haven't. Like, Rebecca, when she found Josh in the supermarket, she was like, yeah, like, you messed up a little bit, or I messed up a little bit, you messed up a little bit, you messed up a little bit more. But it's fine. It's all in the past. Like, well, I think the second that she brings up, like, you did this, this, and this, this is why I felt this way, that's when it's going, that's when things are going to get cray.
And at Paula's house, when she was like, I don't know if I can do this relationship because he might hurt me again, and then he's like, I won't. And she's like, okay.
Sounds believable. Sounds like a promise.
Perfect.
So you think they... You think that they shouldn't be able to move on?
I think that they need to address the issues they both have, both personally and together as a couple, before they move forward into this happy little zone.
Agreed.
I think they needed to take some time before they're like, we're together, and be like, okay, let's address what went wrong last time. Let's address the fact that you haven't been alone since you were like 10 or whatever. And let me address the fact that I have all these issues with relationships and commitment and all this other stuff because of my dad leaving me and abandoning me and my mom not loving me, like da 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 da.
Oh, so you want them to have a heart to heart?
They need to.
Yeah. Or, I mean, they both just need to be alone for a while. Like, Josh, maybe more than a day for once. That'd be cool.
Yeah, I mean, literally, his girlfriend broke up with him, and that night, he was at Paula's door being like, okay, let's get back together because you bought me soup.
Yep.
That totally erases all the crazy stuff of you pretending to be pregnant. Or not pretending, but thinking you're pregnant without even taking a test or checking and telling me that you're pregnant about our whole life together.
That was such a funny scene.
And, you know, you love triangle with me, you and Greg, and how you were, like, literally about to get back together with him before he just decided to leave. But now you're back to me.
They've been through so much.
I know. It's like a lifetime worth of...
a lifetime film.
Worth of drama within 2 years. But yeah, let's get right into the episode, because we started off with the song where Heather is the only reasonable one, being like, guys, this isn't how it works.
Yeah.
Problems just don't go away because you tell them to.
And social media, they're like,
oh my
god. Our first.
Oh.
Hashtag.
In a relationship.
And the jokes in here, I love that they were like, oh yeah, I saw your relationship status on Waze, and I saw your relationship status. Yeah, I thought that was so funny. What other ones were there? I think it was like Open Table or something. So funny. Like, I love that they threw that in there.
Because people do that. They're like, hey, by the way, I'm with someone. By the way, I'm with someone. By the way.
On every social media platform. So they're like, let's do ones that you can actually do that on.
And I liked, I forgot who said it, but the person that addressed, like, oh, usually when people are posting so much about their relationship on social media, it's because stuff's just not even 100% okay.
Or they're not secure with their relationship.
Who was it, Valencia, that said that?
I feel like it was...
Or Father Bra?
Was it...
Or maybe it was Nathaniel? Mm-hmm.
Was it Nathaniel?
It was someone.
It was someone. Someone said that on this show at some point.
I think that it's true. Like, yeah, like, you know, when you're in the honeymoon stage, sometimes you can do it. You can post some stuff. But when you're posting, like, every time, it's like, you know, Josh said it. He said, I've told everyone about this relationship. Like, now it has to work.
It was Paula. Sorry.
Paula said that?
Yeah. No, Paula said the thing about the insecurity. Sorry, it just popped in my head because that's when she said, she's like, no, it's okay. Everything's okay. And she goes, we just want to tell everyone. And then she goes, everyone? And that's when she goes and talks to Valencia.
Oh, yeah. So yeah, basically, like, you know, when you are posting it for the world to see and then you guys do break up, it is kind of like, everyone knows you've broken up because you're not posting photos anymore, or, you know, you take all the photos down. So when Josh said that, I thought it was really interesting because it's like, he, like, now he's like, has to make this relationship work because he has his followers counting.
He's investing
photos.
He's invested,
all the hashtags.
Like, how long have they been back together? Like, what are we going to say this time frame is? Like, it's been at least a week.
At least a week, even though they're already saying, I love you. But I don't think it's been more than a month, so that's a little overwhelming.
Do you think it's okay for people to jump right back, like, if they're getting back together, to jump right back into a honeymoon phase?
I think that when you get back together with someone, you need to take it day by day. Because, like, for him or for her, they don't really have that trust. So when you jump into it, like, quickly... Sometimes it can just, there's a lot of, like, things that can get misconstrued, and you don't have time to feed a new beginning because you're kind of, like, going, you're like, oh, we're back together, so we're going from the stage that we were before, when you should just kind of, like, make sure you're just being in the moment, taking it day by day, and growing into something better.
Yeah.
So.
Well, not only are they posting pictures everywhere for people to see to know that they're together, but they're also traveling back to Scarsdale so that they can attend a bar mitzvah with Becca's family and friends so she can take him and show him how miserable everybody in New York is and how California is so much better, and they can just sit together and laugh at everybody.
So she thought.
Or so she thought.
I love that we got to see this as well, because I feel like the only time we've really seen New York is when it was very, like, it felt gray. Like, when I think back to it.
It was the very beginning when she was super unhappy.
Super unhappy. Everything felt boring and just unhappy. And those are the vibes we got when she left. And then everything was shiny and new and colorful in California. So I love that when we go back, it's just normal. People are having fun. Everything's great. But then Rebecca is still like, these people, they're so miserable. And, like, they're not.
Yeah. No, it kind of shows that she's not, like, accepting the fact that that's a place where she grew up. Maybe she was, like, the kind of kid who didn't really fit in with her family. Like, she was the black sheep. Or maybe she made herself... I feel like she may have made herself feel like the black sheep.
Yeah.
Because we've seen it throughout the time.
What were you guys' thoughts? Because we get to meet Naomi again, but we get to meet her now at her house, answering the door in her bra.
Oh, my gosh.
So embarrassing.
She's so
funny. She just
funny.
Moisturized.
I love her little, what are they, the eye masks that she wore? I thought that was so funny. When, like, Rebecca and Josh were, like, getting it on, she's like, oh, it's nothing I haven't seen before. Continue on, continue on. Oh, my gosh.
They were having period sex.
Oh, my gosh, the period sex reference. I love how many times they've referenced that now
on
the show.
By the way, I think it was Rachel Bloom that posted it, but she, I think it was her, that said that the full period sex song is coming. I don't know if it'll be on
back?
The show or if it's just
they never did the full
so I don't know if it's gonna be on the show or just be released on like an album, but she said that a full period sex song is coming.
That's amazing.
I could see her doing some crazy stuff.
I don't think I want to see
my gosh. I cannot
she's so bizarre, because even just with the butt seat, so just imagine two pads. Yeah. Kind of walking down the park together, holding pad hands.
No.
But,
Period sex.
No, just
period sex.
I need to stop you right there, Janae. We don't need any more of this music video.
I really thought that Rebecca's mom wasn't going to like Josh because
she
was giving him.
Well, she did kind of at first.
Yeah.
And her always calling him Oriental and her being like, Mom! I love her. I can't do it, but she gets that, like, really squeak to her voice when she...
Yeah.
When she yells at her mom.
She does. I love it.
But then we see that her mom and Josh kind of start getting this bond because he helps her defrost fish.
Yeah, because he used to make fish sticks with his mom?
No, he used to help his mom defrost the fish sticks because she used to buy the bulk.
Oh, yes. Yes. Oh, Josh always coming to the rescue in such odd ways.
Yeah, I feel like he wanted to do what everyone does when they are trying to impress the family member. They do that. I think it was good
It didn't seem like he had to do that much, though.
Yeah, I feel like that was good that he kind of put himself out there, because sometimes you can be nervous when you meet a new family member or their mom or dad, and you don't really know what to do. And I just feel like for him, he was being himself, like you said.
Yeah, I actually thought it was very sweet that Josh, like, was trying to impress her mom, because it is a really good sign. I feel like when you're dating someone and they're not very respectful and they're not trying to, like, impress the mom or get on the good side, then they aren't that invested in you and they don't see a future. But the fact that Josh was doing that, I mean, he was doing all the right things, honestly. He was, like, taking the right steps. It was just Rebecca who was like, we're supposed to be miserable together in the corner. What are you doing?
And that's where things didn't play out. Like, she wanted him to come. Well, she told him she wanted him to come to make everything better.
Mm-hmm.
But what she really wanted was for him to hate it as much as she did. And for him to hate everybody as much as she did.
Misery loves company.
She should know by now that he's, like, Mr. Positive Polly.
Mr. Positive Polly.
Like, we've seen him upset, but he tries to, like, look at the brighter side of things, and he wears his heart on his sleeve majority of the time.
What did he teach her mom to say when she came to wake, when they woke her up the next morning with breakfast, and she's wake, like, get wake or something?
I don't know.
Get woke.
Get woke.
Oh, get woke, get woke, get woke. Yeah, he's like, get woke. Oh. But, you know, getting close to the family member, that really does have an advantage.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, when someone from the family likes you and there's, like, a problem, between their relationship, they're always going to, like, yeah, they're going to have the best interest of who, you know, the family member, their family member. But because they like you and they want to see their family member happy mm-hmm. or settle down with someone, they're going to try and mesh you guys together or make sure that you guys, like, rekindle somehow or, you know, deal with the situation at hand yeah. if it's not that bad.
Yeah, but, I mean, no matter how much you like, your kid's new boyfriend, girlfriend, whoever, like, if this is the first time they're taking them home, I wouldn't already be like, my son, you are my son now.
Hey, that's a lot. Sometimes it happens. My parents have absolutely loved my boyfriend's, like...
But have they called them their son?
Not, like, to the that first extent, time. But they've, like, loved them. Like, I had an ex-boyfriend who they wanted me to get back together so bad that they invited him over for dinner, brought him out of the house all the time. Like, he helped my dad fix the fence in the backyard, and we were broke. It was, like, so awkward. But, like, that kind of stuff, like, parents can. They can get, like, if they, like, want you to be with that person, they, like... might try to, like, force you guys together.
Right.
It's, like, too much. Because you can tell. I think it's so nice when you are spending time with your kid's significant other, whatever, or you're talking to them about how much you love them, but I feel like it's another thing to be one-on-one with that person and be like, no, I want to make this work, when you're not the significant other of that person.
And sometimes parents, like, love, like, so much they break up, and then they, like, kind of choose the boyfriend/girlfriend over their kid. I've never seen that happen.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What is that even, like, they just take their side?
Like, they take their side, or, like I had one friend who was, like, when her parents would go to events, they'd bring him and
instead
not her.
Instead of her?
Wait, what?
I would be upset. Like,
I would be super
my
mad.
Ex?
I'd be so mad.
But I feel like that's something, like, Naomi kind of would do. I feel like she might choose...
Oh, she would so
Becca's
choose.
Becca's exes over Becca. They might be better company for her, obviously. And maybe Becca would be happier not going to any of those events with her mom. Maybe that'd be better for both of them.
Yeah. Though she'll just start booking Josh's flights to New York to be like, come here with me. Come here.
Well, back in LA, though, we do have Nathaniel.
Yes.
Keeping Daryl out of everything. Not letting anyone even discuss anything with him.
Poor Daryl.
He was so scared of Nathaniel.
He was stress eating jelly beans.
He's just like a little, like, and then he's like, that case, what was the name? The Peterson case? It's pronounced Pedersen. that's why I was confused. Many people say it wrong. Pedersen. I was like, oh my god, Daryl.
Love Daryl.
I love that he just thinks of these things that are obviously so fake off. And he's just like, no, I totally got this.
I love when he was trying to hide from Nathaniel.
That was so funny.
Well, he's like, do you even know how to hide?
I love that Daryl's breaking point was candy being gone.
Right?
Like, you can call me names. You can, like, try to force me out. You can say all these nasty things about me or my coworkers, but don't you take away my candy.
I know. He took away all the good candy, too.
I'd be so mad.
The Snickers, the jelly beans.
He said the line from... Braveheart, you can take my candy, but you will never take my candy.
Yeah. I love
that.
Yeah,
it's like Nathaniel wanted to bring in the vegan, organic stuff into the office.
Gross. I mean, I know people like it.
The healthy stuff, that is very LA.
He wanted to make it all different and healthy and make everybody chipper.
My God. Just jumping back to the beginning for one quick second, because Rebecca goes to tell him that, like, okay, I'm going to be, like, leaving early today, or I'm going to be taking tomorrow off, just so you know, because I'm going back home to a bar mitzvah with the love of my life, Josh Chan, and da-da-da. And then he's just like, would you mind just, like, making an animal noise on your way out? Because he has her desk. I forgot about that until just now. Like, I'm like, dude, you got some issues going on here. Like, we already knew you had some issues, but, like, you need people to, like, roar at you so that you can run faster to motivate yourself.
Yeah, he's got issues. What was that quote he said about, like, it's not exercising if you don't feel like a lion's chasing you?
Something like
and
that.
And then Rebecca, what did Rebecca say? She's like, that seems factual or something. I don't remember what she said. It
I
was
also
a funny
love
scene.
That it was just, like, that treadmill desk was not a treadmill desk for her. It was, like, a hot dog cooker. Like, how did it even cook the hot dogs?
She made it happen.
I can see how the hot dogs rolled.
Made it work, made it twerk.
I don't know.
But Nathaniel has been keeping Daryl out of everything, and to the point, but where eventually the entire office, though, stands up for him.
I loved that scene, and honestly, I saw it coming because as soon as who was the first one? Paula was the first one. I love that they all knew the kind of candy. I thought that was so funny, except for George,
who got
the gummy
hired
vitamins.
Jordan.
Yeah,
who got randomly hired.
That was funny.
He's like, good to have you back, Jordan.
Yeah, no one knows his name.
George. I have the easiest name. Literally the easiest name.
Poor George. Bringing back the gummy vitamins. I actually, here, have you guys ever had gummy vitamins?
I have.
I haven't. Are they like, oh wait, I have had gummy vitamins. I haven't had gum vitamins. Do you remember those old commercials where there were gumball vitamins?
No.
I feel like that's even worse because it lasts in your mouth longer. Yeah, but I guess you get everything in. I don't know. I don't make them, okay? This video is sponsored by...
It was just heart-feeling. I just love that people actually stood up for Daryl. Because no one ever stands for Daryl. And I love Daryl. Like I've said before, he's one of my favorite characters on this show. Because he's just, like, this big teddy bear that... I'm kind of upset that they haven't been bringing White Josh in more.
I know.
With Daryl.
Yeah, they only had him that episode.
Like, I wanted White Josh to have, like, a comforting speech for Daryl and, like, tell him, like, oh, like, you need to stand up for yourself. Or, like, you need to not let him just walk all over you. Like, I wanted him to be there for him. Or, we haven't seen him, I don't think, since the kind of Burning Man episode.
Yeah. With the whole dynamic of their relationship.
Yeah.
That is true.
And they stayed together, so they're still together.
Still together, we just don't
but
really
see they just are never
him.
Together when we see either of them.
I wonder if that's telling us something about their relationship, like if it's like things are fading, or if they just haven't had...
Or is
that mean right? I don't know. We won't know until we see White Josh again.
But so Daryl gets this office back on his side, and Nathaniel lets them keep the candy, which he seemed like he was about to fire Daryl at first for the candy thing.
I know.
I thought they were going to all get fired when they stood up.
Oh, as soon as they all stood up, I was like,
I didn't think that was
going
to happen because then he'd have to hire a bunch of new people, and I don't know if he can find any better people.
He's like, just keep the candy, weirdos. Here you go.
And then we jump to him on his treadmill talking to his dad on the phone, and obviously his dad is not going to give him the Pedersen file case. I have to say it that way from now on.
Pedersen. It's not Peterson, it's Pedersen.
And he then is stress eating the candy while running like a million miles an hour.
Like he was like doing that diet, the yo-yo
he was
diet.
Doing the most.
Like you know, you eat badly and then you work out a ton. That's like called the yo-yo diet.
I thought it was binging.
It could be a form of that, but basically the yo-yo diet is like you eat a whole bunch of like food that you know you shouldn't eat, and then you just work out. You know. And
it's okay.
Expect it to just roll off. And this was really sad. It was like he just, his dad, you could tell his dad is like his like king and he's like his prince and he wants to impress his dad so much. And so he feels like he's a loser. Maybe his dad, I feel like his dad is like that kind of parent that's like,
I'm excited to meet his dad.
Yeah,
oh,
I know we will. I just don't know when.
I
wonder if it'll be this season.
Maybe season
his dad's probably like, you went to Stanford and you blah blah blah.
I feel like his dad's gonna be like a John Voight type.
Mm.
Or like Martin Sheen or something.
Yeah.
Like someone like that.
Because Nathaniel was like, you guys need to beat Ivy League instead of Arizona State. Like,
and
I feel like
all of his issues coming
the
up.
The one guy in the office that knew the Arizona State mascot.
And shout out to my school at Cal State Northridge. They filmed there. The outside of the office is where I used to hang out at.
Ooh.
CSUN. So if you're a Matador, comment below. But yeah, every time I see them at the office, I'm like, oh, they're filming at our school. It's, you know, they filmed a lot.
Things that happen when you live in LA.
Right? But, yeah, no, I feel like his dad is the kind of parent who's like, if you don't do this correctly, you're going to be a failure. Like,
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
Like, he was not allowed to get below an A in school.
Oh, heck no. They're like, A minus?
What is this?
What is this?
You're a loser.
You are not my
You're
son.
You're a loser.
You are not my son. But I really enjoyed the fact that Daryl was the one there for him.
And then he fell off.
Oh, my gosh. It was so cute, that moment. He was running too fast. And I was like, He didn't eat that much candy, guys. It was like bites out of certain candy bars. Do you remember? Like, they weren't completely empty. He didn't have that much candy.
It's like, to him, it was the most candy he'd had. Right? Though. And, like, I don't even know how long of his life. Maybe
Burn
ever.
Off the calories. Oh, man.
They were really trying to save him, though. It was like one of those things where it's like, I can save you, but it was too late.
And then the blood over his face.
When they turned him over, I expected him to have, like, a mark or something. Oh, gosh. I didn't expect the blood. I was like, you didn't fall that hard.
And then what did he say? I'm so sad?
Yeah. I'm so sad.
Low moment for Nathaniel.
Well, at least he has
Here's
money.
My question. Okay, so it's him and his dad, but why is it Plimpton, Plimpton, and Plimpton? Where's the third Plimpton? Because it was Plimpton, Plimpton, and Plimpton, and White Feather.
That's a good question. I don't know.
All right, we need to find out this third Plimpton here.
Gotta look it up.
Maybe he has an overachieving brother that he's also trying to...
Plimpton, Plimpton, Plimpton.
It would make sense.
I would love brother. Nathaniel to have a brother.
A twin brother or something.
Nathaniel's even better looking brother.
Right? Oh my gosh. Just keep the family tree. We want to meet them all. That's fine. That works
Samuel.
For me. I'm okay with that.
Nathaniel and Samuel.
Nathaniel, Samuel.
Okay, Renee and Trinae.
We can each have one.
What was it? Because they were in, when they're in the emergency room, that's when Daryl gives him like that heartwarming talk of being like, it's okay for you to not always be the best. It's okay for you to fail. Like, you know, and like being kind of a dad for him, which was super sweet. But then,
so cute.
And then he says, you know, my dad was mean too. What did his dad call it? Something sock puppet?
Oh my gosh, what was it?
Something sock puppet.
The thing he accidentally said out loud and was like, where did I think of that?
When he was like, that's where that came from. Okay, let me put that away.
Yeah.
Gone.
That was so sad because it was just like, that is, you know, what a lot of people do. They hide all the things that happen to them as children. They depress it.
And they repress it, yeah.
Yeah, they repress
it. That's why they have the issues when they grow up, and they don't even, like, they can't even figure out why they have those issues because they pushed that back and, pretended it didn't happen.
Mm-hmm. And Rebecca does the same thing. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel Nathaniel and Rebecca are so alike.
Rebecca's little skeleton closet is going to be full of many, many things. There was an episode of Will and Grace where they kind of did that, where they, like, took down a wall. They were, like, take out a brick and stuff, and then they revealed too much, so then they put the brick wall back up. She's like, never happened.
I know.
And that's kind of, I think, what Becca does. It's like, nope, here's a wall. Building that wall. Nope, didn't happen.
They need to put Will and Grace on Netflix. I haven't seen that show in so long.
Oh, I don't know the season.
You know what would be crazy is if before she got, like, married, like, you know, the day of the wedding or, like, the week before the wedding, she had to deal with all those skeletons.
Oh. I thought you were going to say Greg would come back.
Greg would come back.
No, like, yes! Stop!
Yes!
Greg! when we get to predictions, I'm going to tell you a prediction that my boyfriend had about Greg. But, so moving forward, we're going to jump back to New York because we're at the bar mitzvah, Pye LaPone, guest starring.
Loved it.
And we have the song about Becca telling Josh how he's not seeing how everybody is so unhappy.
We
say one thing, but we mean another, which we get the song, Remember That We Suffered, while doing the horror.
When I say we, you say suffered.
It's probably my favorite. Mine was when he said, remember Barbara and Hitler? Remember that we suffered.
Oh, my gosh.
I was like, oh, God.
That song.
But so we have that song, which I was a little sad that I wanted Pye LaPone to have, like, a solo or a duet with her, with Becca. But
that would have been cool.
Just because she is such an amazing singer, and I don't think that song really, because, like, it was a fun song, but it couldn't showcase Pye LaPone's voice. But then Pye LaPone's character, I cannot remember the rabbi's name, I'm sorry.
He's
gonna call her Pye LaPone.
Yeah, just...
gives her the sound piece of advice of... And Josh. Josh also gave her the advice, because Josh told her, like, you seem like you're the only miserable person here, and you're saying that everybody else is miserable.
Well, did he really give her the advice, or was...
I'm not saying he gave her advice, I'm saying that he actually said something smart, okay? I'm giving him credit.
Ish. I feel like it was a basic observation of, like, they look happy... You're upset.
I was trying to give him
that.
You make him sound so dumb. You're happy, you're sad. Which one?
I feel
sad?
Like I feel like
you,
in Renee's head.
You imagine?
Yeah, I was like, Renee's head, Josh.
Tarzan?
It's just a caveman. Fire.
That's what I always think about Josh. I just can't take him seriously.
But then she also gives the good advice of, if you thought you needed a man to make you happy and you have one and you're still unhappy, what does that mean?
Hmm.
Which leads us to Rebecca going back to LA with her appointment with Dr. Akopian.
I was so happy to see your therapist again.
This may have been my favorite scene of the season, if not the whole series. Like, one of them. One of my favorite scenes of the whole series.
It was hysterical.
Just when she, like, is like, you know what, I've just found out this thing about myself that maybe it wasn't a man that I needed all along. And maybe there's like, other stuff.
What did you say?
Clear my appointments. For
right?
my next five appointments.
What are you saying? What did you say again?
But while Becca's having this amazing breakthrough and realizing that maybe there's some more things that she needs to get into and realize about herself to be able to be a full person, Naomi has talked to Josh because she really wants them together, and he thinks Becca's mad at him, and he doesn't know why. So she comes up with this great idea, we then see him going into a pawn shop and getting, and I forget the name of the ring.
Oh,
Garfunkel.
There, Garfunkel ring. The Garfunkel ring, which as soon as I saw him walk in the pawn shop, I was like, "This is what he's getting the ring."
Totally.
And then as she's having her breakthrough, we just hear whistling.
Oh my gosh.
And Becca just being like, what was that? Nothing. Stay with me. Yeah. Right here. And then Josh comes in.
No.
Gets down on one knee and asks Becca very slowly so that we have time for Dr. Kobe to be like, stop it!
Yeah.
Get off your knee!
Loved
it. Will you marry me?
Yes.
Because the best thing you can do after a weekend of being mad at each other is get engaged.
Right? Just put another Band-Aid on it. Let's put another Band-Aid on it. Next they're going to be like, let's get pregnant. Like, we can't figure this out, but maybe this will help. Like, it's all about those Band-Aids.
What's so messed up is he was with Valencia for 10 years.
Oh, I would be
she
so
She couldn't
pissed.
Even get a ring.
Could you
Rebecca
imagine? She was just, like, she was being so cool about them being
together. I mean, she was like,
together.
I like that she said, you know, we're not really okay.
She's like, eh. But she also wasn't like, no, I'm never going to talk again. She was very mature about it. But now?
Ooh,
could you imagine the one thing you wanted from your boyfriend of 10 years that you could never get, this girl gets within a month of dating him again? The girl that he cheated on you with. The girl that was like, we're never going to talk to him again, bye. Now he's engaged to her. Oh my God.
Renee's face is when her eyes...
Can't with Josh. Just brings it out of me.
Oh my gosh. I feel like Valencia was going to be like the person. She's like, okay, I mean, if you want to be with him, but when it goes bad, I'm going to be over there and tell you, told you so.
Yeah, I mean, you were basically what she was. You thought that she was going to be what she ended up being. I thought she was going to be a little more upset, but I do think we'll get the more upset one now.
Oh, now we for sure will.
I just want to see what everyone kind of thinks about them getting engaged, like, including Paul. I know Nathaniel will have stuff to say, because he always has stuff to say about Josh, the water cooler flip-flop boy.
I love Nathaniel.
But I don't even think... I think Paul is going to be kind of like, do you really want to rush into a marriage? Like, look, I rushed into a marriage, and, like, look at what happened. Like, I don't know if she actually rushed into a marriage, but I was married, and look what happened in my marriage, and you barely know each other.
She can't help but be supportive. I mean... I know that it was, like, really quick and everything like that, but I guess for her, like, she probably needed to get this from Josh to kind of see that he's, like, somewhat mature and somewhat of a man that she would want to be with, because, like, you know, for some people, they feel like the person needs to show that they want to be in a relationship or that they have to show commitment.
This is too fast.
No, I think it was just a temporary high for her. Like, I think it's just living off of the temporary highs, because you're like, oh my gosh, I'm in this relationship that we're so happy. And then she's like, oh wait, I'm still miserable. And then she's like, coming to this revelation.
Happy.
And then he proposes. She's like, oh my God, I'm so happy. This is so great.
Yeah,
and
she
then
just
gives
has
it a
extremes.
While. Yeah, it's that temporary high. I mean, we all love them. It's like the butterflies we get when we're dating someone new. But when, like, that wears off, when we can deal with, like, the reality of things, which may include, like, the real deep problems we have, that's when we're like, oh wait, if we're not happy with ourselves, we can't be happy with anyone else.
I just felt so bad for Dr. Kopi. It took her so long to get just a little bit of growth and then snatched away in a second. I'm like, Josh, what are you doing here at this appointment? You couldn't have waited till after. Couldn't have just waited. Had to burst in during the appointment. Ugh. She paid money for this.
Ruins everything.
I couldn't wait. And you got the Garfunkel ring. You remembered.
You listened to me.
Something I said. Like, why is that such a great thing?
Right?
Shouldn't your boyfriend listen to things that you say?
And remember them? Like, set the standards real high.
Because when she said, like, in the beginning of the episode, she's like, and if my mom asks about the Garfunkel ring, don't bring it up. What's the Garfunkel ring? Nothing inside a pawn shop, don't worry about it. Or something like that.
Yeah.
But I'm like...
So that means that the mom, when she's like, you're going to listen to me...
She already knew it was at the pawn shop.
She was like, well...
Or no, maybe she just said, get the Garfunkel ring.
Yeah.
Maybe she didn't know.
Because you're my son now.
Oh my gosh.
And you do whatever I tell you.
I think Naomi wants to marry John.
Right?
No.
They're going to end up together.
Maybe.
End game.
So I think, I mean, that pretty much sums up the episode, unless I'm forgetting something. Is there anything else you can think of that you want to talk about? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So let's move on to predictions.
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Oh, is that new?
Just the shorter one.
Okay.
There's a long one.
It's like, ooh, we get the new lead in.
So what do you guys do? Renee, you want to take us off? What
sure.
What predictions do you got?
Okay, so I think that next episode, Valencia is going to find out she's engaged because I think they're going to have an engagement party. And I think... at this party, it's going to be, or like a dinner or something with her friends where she tells them Valencia's gonna get really mad. I think also next episode, Nathaniel and Rebecca are going to at least kiss. I don't know if they're gonna hook up fully, but I think something's gonna happen. With that preview, I am so excited about it though. I think it looks so funny. There's sexual tension. I cannot wait. And then I think that's gonna create major conflict, obviously, between Rebecca and Josh. And maybe break off this really, really great engagement.
I think we're gonna find out that there's something going on with Josh, that the reason why he feels like he has to marry her so quickly, it's gonna be like a story behind
we're gonna
that.
Like hear what Naomi told him.
Yeah.
Mm. Ooh.
Interesting. I definitely think we're gonna have to see Valencia hear about them being engaged or see about it online or whatever it is. Although I really hope that they would tell her before they posted it. But I think we're actually going to see Valencia talk to Josh about it. And not Becca.
That would be good.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
So I think we're going to see her maybe asking him why he wouldn't... Maybe she'll be kind of how she was in this past episode and be like, it's kind of messed up. Like, why wasn't I enough? Why would you propose to her so fast? Or maybe it'll be an angry outburst. I don't know. Or maybe she'll just be like, I'm worried about you and I want to talk to you about this. But I do think we're going to see them get to talking about this at some point. Obviously, from the previews, we're seeing that Becca's having these sex dreams about Nathaniel, and they're going to get locked in an elevator.
Yeah.
I think
I would love to
I think
be locked
they're
going to
come into, like, this close, like, lips almost touching, and then the elevator's going to get opened on them. And then she's going to have to, like, reflect to the point of, like, that she almost did that.
Josh is going to be right there.
Or maybe that.
That would be crazy.
That would be crazy.
Like, he found out that the elevator is... He's worried. He rushed down.
He's the one that fixed it.
And then he... And then they call off the engagement because of that or something.
Maybe.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
And then I will tell you really quickly that my boyfriend's prediction with the Greg one, because I said I was going to
tell
you.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
He thinks that... Greg will come back in the finale, but he's gonna have another girlfriend.
Of this season?
That's what he thinks. I mean, I think it was already said that he's not coming back season two, so... But he thinks whenever Greg comes back, Greg's gonna come back with a girlfriend.
Do you think that they only said he wasn't gonna come back to, like, throw us off? I mean, we'll see. I would love him to come back with a girlfriend. That would also stir things up. But at this point, now that we have Nathaniel...
It would be great if she broke up with, like, her and Josh's engagement ended, and then he came back, and was, like, wishing her, like, congratulations and, like, introduced her to his girlfriend. She was maybe, like, right before that, being like, maybe we could get back together.
And then...
This is my girlfriend. And she'll be like...
And then...
Crazy
the end. Oh, my gosh. Crazy ex-girlfriend.
But, yeah, I'm excited for next week's episode. I said last week we only had three, and I don't know why I said that. We had four. So now we have three. Because there's 13 episodes, so we still have 12, 13. Oh, wait, no. This is episode 10. Sorry. I said 11 at the beginning. This is episode 10. So we have 11,
we have
12,
more.
And 13. No, we have three
oh,
more.
Oh, we have three
February
more?
February 3rd is the last episode.
That's so sad. I don't want this season to end. Oh, my gosh. It's
Do
such
you like
a good
this?
I was so confused with the episodes because there was two last week, so I was, like, trying to remember what the numbers were.
I think I do. I don't know. I don't know. I loved season one for different reasons that I now love season two. Like, I loved that original plot. Like, I loved her just being a complete psycho and like, oh, I just want to be friends with Joss's girlfriend. That's not weird. That whole thing was so funny to watch.
I like both seasons for different reasons, like you said. Like, but I do like that they're getting deeper with people in this season.
That's what I like more about this season. Yeah. But again, completely, like, for me, they're just totally, totally different.
Yeah.
But I like it. I just think the show's growing. And it's
I like the songs a lot more in season one than in season two.
I mean, I will say that there is more songs I like in season one than season two. I still like the songs. I think that there was just more ones that stood out in season one.
Mm-hmm.
This season, I think Shit Show is like the one that stood out the most to me.
Same. I like Shit Show. But then last season, I really liked Oh My God, I Think I Like You.
Oh My God, I Think I Like You. I also liked the girl crush one.
I had a girl crush on you.
I like the one she's getting ready for the date.
Sexy getting ready. They brought that back with what's-his-face.
I like the whole video of that, though.
Yeah.
Where she's doing...
Getting in the Spanx and everything. Yeah, that was funny.
I mean, I think there are still a lot of good songs. Like, Greg's drinking song was really funny.
Mm-hmm.
I liked the mom one from the last episode.
I loved the mom one. The mom one was hysterical.
So I think that they still have really good songs. I just don't think that maybe that they're ones that are standing out as much. Like, they're more, like, blending into the episodes a little bit more.
Which maybe is a good thing, you know? Keeps them, like, more together than separate.
I mean, and we still have 3 more episodes with who knows how many more songs, because they always do a different number of songs every episode sometimes. Mm-hmm. So I'm just really excited to see what they're going to have for us for this finale, because last year's finale was so, like...
Right.
What? Because with Greg saying, like, that he loved her, but being on his couch and her, like, telling Josh that she moved here for him in his eyes and stuff. So I'm excited to see what they're going to... Because I know they're going to cliffhang us.
Oh, totally.
Per usual.
Per usual. So I'm just excited to see what it is, and then I'm terrified to see what it is, because I know we'll have to wait till probably October for it to come back.
Oh, but man.
But I'm excited to see what they're going to do. And I'm excited to see what they're going to do with the season 3.
Me too! I can't wait.
I think it's going to be a lot of fun. So, girls... One last time, where can they find you? Until next Sunday.
Hey guys, I'm Renee Ariel. You can follow me on Instagram and on Twitter at Renee Ariel.
And it's your girl Trinae. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at your girl Trinae.
And you guys can find me at BFIPS14 on Twitter and Instagram, BFIPS1214 on Snapchat, and also on Popcorn Talks Broadway Breakdown every Sunday at 3. We did the Sound of Music, the film today, so go check that out.
Woo!
See you next week.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principal.